Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines and the economy once again front and center. This time, President-elect Barack Obama meeting with most of the nation's 50 governors at the National Governors Association meeting in Philadelphia. Speaking to the governors gathered there, the president-elect outlined the economic policy he intends to pursue once he's inaugurated next month.
We intend to put tax cuts into the pockets of hard-pressed middle-class families in your states, and we intend to start making a down payment on the critical investments that are going to be necessary to sustain long-term economic growth as well as pull us out of the current slump.
Obama says the nation is clearly facing a severe economic crisis, and it's going to take a strong partnership between the federal and state governments in order to pull us out of these problems.
We recognize that change is not going to come from Washington alone. It's going to come from all of you. It will come from a White House and state houses all across the country that are working together, and that's the kind of partnership that I intend to forge as President of the United States.
Plenty of states across the country are running in the red ink, with only a handful showing a surplus right now. But the chairman of the National Governors Association, Pennsylvania Democrat Ed Randell, says he believes that governors are not just looking for a handout of federal tax dollars. He says the chief executives across the country are trying to find a way to trim the fat in their budgets.
Almost every governor in this room has dealt this year, during this fiscal year, has dealt with the effects of the financial crisis.
But others have their hands out, too. That includes California Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There's $136 billion of infrastructure projects ready to go all over the United States, including in California. We have $28 billion alone of projects that are ready to go.
Meanwhile, it was an up day on Wall Street, especially following Monday's major decline. The Dow adding 270 points on Tuesday to close at 8419. The S&P 500 gained 33 points to close at 849. The NASDAQ up 52 to 1450. Oil at $46.96 a barrel, more than $2 lower than Monday's close. President-elect Obama also expected to formally nominate New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson as Commerce Secretary, perhaps as early as Wednesday. If confirmed by the Senate, Richardson would become one of the top-ranking Hispanics in the new administration. He is expected to face no serious opposition in terms of Senate confirmation. Also on Capitol Hill, lawmakers are now receiving the more specific request from the big three automakers for government assistance in keeping them afloat. Saying there is no plan B, floundering automaker General Motors is asking the U.S. government for a total of $18 billion in bailout funds. The request includes $12 billion in loans and another $6 billion in credit. GM's Chief Operating Officer Fritz Henderson says, quote, the first $4 billion is crucial. He says the automaker faces the risk of failure without an immediate $4 billion infusion. And the bad news keeps piling up for GM. Sales in November down 41% over the same period last year. Car sales dropping 44% while truck sales went down 39%. The VP at General Motors says it's particularly frustrating when economic uncertainty takes such a toll on the industry. Bad news also at Ford. The company's North American November sales down 30% over the same period last year. Despite the decline, the Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury brands outpaced the industry-wide sales for the month. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the lawmakers, as mentioned, are looking over those proposals. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they'll be gone over with a fine-tooth comb prior to hearings later this week.
It's about viability of the industry. It's about accountability to the taxpayer. And it's about innovation for the future.
Pelosi says she and other lawmakers recognize the urgency in this request from the big three.
Bankruptcy is not an option. And let's talk about why. It takes too long. What bankruptcy achieves in a year, we can do in a matter of weeks.
Today is Senate runoff day in Georgia. That's because incumbent Republican Saxby Chambliss failed to win a majority of all the votes cast in the Senate race on November 4th. Now it's a one-on-one matchup against the man he beat by 2-3 percentage points back on November 4th, Democrat Jim Martin. Chambliss says the dynamics of the race have changed in the past 4 weeks.
Obama being at the top of the ticket did help my Democratic opponent significantly on November 4. And even with that, we beat him by 110,000 votes, and I actually got more votes than Obama did.
Over at the Pentagon on Tuesday, Defense Secretary Bob Gates, who appears to be the lone holdover in the cabinet from the Bush to the Obama administrations, says he's not taking on the role to be a caretaker defense chief once the administration changes.
Care of wounded warriors, meeting the needs of war fighters, decisions on important modernization and capitalization projects, and more, all demand the personal attention of the Secretary of Defense, and they will get it.
Gates also says he's pleased to see Obama modifying his position on withdrawing troops from Iraq, noting that the president-elect is now calling for a more responsible drawdown.
He was prepared to listen to his commanders. So I think that that's that's exactly the position President-elect should be in.
As for the current war on terror, Gates says that the United States is now cooperating in the investigation of the terrorist attacks on Mumbai, India, last week. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll talk about the state of the recession and a possible recovery with Morna Desmond of Forbes.com. We'll talk about advice for Barack Obama in confronting Iran and other enemies in the war on terror with General Paul Vallely. But up next, previewing the Georgia runoff and the latest on the Minnesota recount for the U.S. Senate. Stay tuned.